You're listening to The Andy Fin Show, centrally located in America, on the TAFS Radio Network.
Yes, you are. The Andy Fin Show is back, and we are talking right now about the flag-burning amendment that's going to come up. The third thing the Republicans are doing is the estate tax repeal. I'll get to that next. But let's talk about flag burning for a minute, because this is really a silly idea. It's actually called a flag desecration amendment, and this goes way back. I lost respect for Bush's father when he endorsed the flag desecration amendment in leading up to the 1992 campaign, I think it was. I don't think it was 88. And he had the good sense not to until we got here. And one of the only reasons it hasn't passed the Senate before is that my former senator, Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, holds the line on this. He doesn't believe that we should outlaw this. He's a firm believer in the First Amendment, and the Supreme Court has declared that burning the flag is a form of speech. Now, I don't necessarily agree that actions are speech. That is, burning the flag, you know, that's why strippers are allowed to take off their clothes in strip clubs, because it's considered a form of self-expression. It's a form of dance. And the Supreme Court has said it's protected speech, taking your clothes off for money. And the third area is money itself. When it comes to political campaigns, the Supreme Court has said that money is speech. So you can give, you can spend as much as you want on ads for yourself or whatever because it's a form of speech. How else are you going to get on TV if you don't spend money? So I'm not sure money is speech. I'm not sure stripping is speech. I'm not even sure flag desecration is speech. Okay? But the real issue becomes, how many times has the flag been desecrated in the last year? In the last 5 years? In the last 10 years? We can probably count them on one or two hands. And if they're going on, they're not getting reported in the news media. Oh, they're being burned in other countries. And, you know, they'll burn our leaders in effigy. But, you know, you get used to that. In this country, Americans are not disrespecting the flag for the most part. This is a solution in search of a problem. Now, beyond that, it's a frivolous reason to amend the Constitution. The idea that we would put a change to the most sacred document we have, the Constitution, that said it's illegal to desecrate a physical object, the flag, a symbol, is silly. Symbols are not what it's all about. You know, it's the same thing with putting the Ten Commandments in schools or in a courthouse. Do people really believe that displaying the Ten Commandments is actually going to work some kind of mojo with students or with people walking through the courthouse, that we're going to get better law enforcement or better compliance with laws? The people are going to say, thou shalt not steal. You know, I was going to rob a bank today, but now that I see that it's written there in stone, I'm reminded of God's laws and I won't. No, that's not how it works. And so, for me, these symbols are so much less important than doing something serious about the problem. So in the case of crime or our children going astray or whatever, you want values training of some sort. Now, the problem is we can't really agree on what values we want to promote with people, but you'd think we could come up with some core values that everyone could sign up for. I know I could make a list that people would have trouble disagreeing with, I think. But back to flag burning, there is no problem here that needs a solution. When you do away with the constitutional amendment, there aren't any other laws that people say, well, we need a law. Actually, there have been laws, and they've been overturned by the Supreme Court. But the thing is, flag burning is not an epidemic in this country. Beyond that, the desecration amendment is written very generally to say that you cannot desecrate the flag. Well, desecration's in the eye of the beholder. Danny, do you know what the proper way is to dispose of a flag in this country? If your flag is tattered, you know, you're not supposed to fly a torn and tattered flag. I could argue that's a form of desecration. Mm-hmm. Do you know how you're supposed to get rid of a flag that's torn or tattered?
Well, I was just reading that there is a ritual kind of burning that's allowed.
That's right.
Right?
You burn it.
Yeah.
And people have had ritual burnings in public. But they're burning the flag with respect as opposed to burning it in anger. Now, I seem to remember when the hate crime legislation came out that the same people that want the flag-burning amendment, for the most part, conservatives and Republicans, argued that you can't have a bill that outlaws hate crimes. Now you're reading into somebody's mind and you're saying it isn't just that they assaulted this man, but they assaulted him because of his race or because of his some part of his ethnic or gender or sexual orientation, whatever. And they're saying, that's crazy. You got him on the crime, and we've got the law about it. And so you don't read into their minds and try and infer what their motivation was. What about flag burning? How do you know the difference between somebody that's burning a flag respectfully and someone that's burning it in anger? You actually can probably tell, but my point is that this is kind of a silly distinction and a silly plan. This is not a big problem in this country, people burning flags in anger. Beyond that, I'm going to argue to you that if the flag is so sacred as a symbol, we are desecrating it in any number of other ways every day, and nobody says word one about it. Let me tell you a little story. When I was a child, I was an early arriver at school, and I usually was an altar boy at morning mass. I say usually, about 1 week out of every 2 months or something. I'd have the 6:30 mass every morning, and I'd ride my bike to church, and I went to a Catholic school, a grammar school, and then when I finished, I'd have my breakfast with me, along with my lunch, and I'd eat breakfast with another friend, and then we'd go over to school. And because I was there so early, from the fifth grade on, I was given the duty of putting the flag up every day. And what was cool about that was I ran it up the flagpole out in front of the school, and I took it down at the end of the day. But if it rained any time during the day, I had permission to get up out of my chair without asking the teacher and go outside and bring the flag in. And so I'd be looking out, and if it was raining, you bring that flag in, because you don't fly a flag in the rain. Still on military bases, they show respect for the flag. They don't fly the flag in the rain. Also, I took it down every night. On military bases, they put the flag up at dawn, and they take it down at dusk. You do not let the sun set on the flag. So those are two forms of respect, traditionally, that we've shown the flag. Now, what happened, and a lot of people don't like hearing this, what happened in the 80s, the patriotic 80s, when Reagan made us feel good about ourselves, is people started flying flags again. But not the average homeowner. There was a bit of an increase in homeownership flags. Businesses started flying flags. They started coming out with these big flagpoles and these monstrous flags you see at some stores now and some gas stations. Some gas stations would have 10 flags out front. You know, they used to have flyers, pennants, a row of pennants hanging from lamppost to lamppost into the building. And they kind of did away with that approach, and they now decorate their gas stations, some gas stations, with flags, American flags. They become a decoration in large part. Now, people can say, no, you don't know that. They're being patriotic. But here's what they do. They're lazy about it. They don't take those flags down at night. Ah, but they shine a light on them. Yes, that's true. And if you go out and you try and find out what the code is about flags, there's a couple of them out there, but the VA has one, and there's other websites that can lead you to respect for flag. You do a Google search on treatment of the flag or respect for the American flag or flying the American flag, and you will find a set of rules and guidelines. And a number of years ago, back about the 80s, they added this rule that you could leave it up at night as long as you shone a light on it. Well, that's just a lazy man's way of saying, I don't feel like taking my flag down at night and putting it up every day. I can't be bothered. I'm just going to fly it all the time, and I'll shine a light on it because I don't care how much electricity I use. Now, they can say, well, we want the flag to be lit up at night. But in fact, that was always disrespect for the flag. And suddenly it became okay because it was too inconvenient to take the flag down every night. Hey, believe me, they're still taking the flags down on every military base in this country and in front of every government building. I shouldn't say every. Most government buildings take it down at night. This is a thing that's convenient for businesses that don't want to take it down every night. And frankly, people have gone to this too, because you can go by people's houses and they have a flag out and they fly it 7 days a week. And they don't have a light on it at night. I mean, maybe a porch light, there may not be. But a lot of times they don't have a light on it. And it's just that part of respect for the flag is gone. And I'm not going to give people a hard time that don't understand that you shouldn't leave a flag up overnight. But I'm telling you that things have changed since I was a kid, and I consider this all a slipping of standards. So if you want to talk about desecration of the flag, it goes on every day in this country. We don't treat it with respect we once did. Same with the rain. The flag stays up in the rain. People don't go out and take it down at these businesses because there is no rule that's been changed to say it's okay to leave it up in the rain. You didn't let the weather get to it, and you didn't let darkness get to it. That was always the principle.
And, you know, I just was looking up some stuff about the flag now, and there is an official United States flag code. And one interesting part of it says, quote, "No part of the flag should ever be used as a costume or athletic uniform," unquote.
Right.
So that's definitely not being followed.
Well, that's true. Well, how they get around that is they claim that it's bunting, okay? Some of these are not actually American flags. If you look at the Ralph Lauren logo that he's got, he only has like 7 stripes. And he can say that's not really a flag. There aren't 13 stripes, okay? And things like that. There's a famous picture of President George W. Bush signing an autograph on a flag. And the smart aleck that found it put on it a sign over it, flag desecration. Because there's also a rule you're not supposed to deface or write on, or mark a flag. So there's those two. And you're right, that stuff is going on. There are people wearing this flags for clothes or things that look an awful lot like flags for clothes. Go down to the mall on 4th of July and you'll see a lot of people wearing what looks a lot like a flag. And they probably shouldn't be. The last piece of this is the idea of the tattered flags. You look next time you're going by one of these gas stations or businesses and look at the flag that they're flying. If it's been up there a year or more and they don't take it down because, you know, they got a light shining on it and they don't worry about the weather, you'll find that the ends of these things are tattered. That used to be forbidden. Nobody flew a tattered flag when I was a young man. That rule's gone out the window. Some people know enough to replace it, and they say, well, we should replace that, and we should update it, and they do eventually. But a lot of people are flying tattered flags. That's a form of flag desecration. So what's interesting is the only form of flag desecration Congress is worried about right now are people that burn the flag in anger, which the Supreme Court has said is a form of free speech. Now, I don't think I could ever get angry enough to burn an American flag. But when we've got anti-war protesters, Vietnam War is a good example, that they burned their draft card or they burned a flag. These are people that are incensed with their government's behavior, and they feel so strongly they decided, this is the only way I can speak out. I don't think it means they don't love their country. They're taking a symbol of the country. I mean, if I wanted to get the country's attention right now about something, the quickest thing I could do is call a couple of news crews and burn an American flag, because there'd be people that would shout me down and call me anti-American and say I wasn't patriotic and everything, but I'd be on TV that night. And getting the attention of the media is hard to do. If we've got time in the last quarter of the show, we'll talk about how Ann Coulter's getting attention today, as she does with every book of hers that comes out. She bashes other people and says outrageous things that civilized people shouldn't say about others, and that's how she gets attention, that's how she gets on TV, that's how she sells a million books. So, I mean, what she's done is no worse than someone going out and burning an American flag to get attention, and that's why they do it, primarily. Anyway, I consider a lot of different things desecration of the flag, and the idea that we'd put forth a Constitution amendment to ban any of them is silly. It's just not a good enough reason. You know, we've only got 27 amendments to the Constitution. 10 of them were the Bill of Rights that came all at once. So we have only modified the Constitution 17 times since the beginning of the Republic, or since a few years after the beginning of the Republic. And this is one of the things we're going to modify it about? See, that's the other thing that's interesting about the Republicans. They want this. They want the marriage amendment. They wanted the balanced budget amendment. Every year, there's about 6 to 10 amendments that get introduced into Congress. And the same ones get introduced year after year often. 75% of these amendments are Republican conservative amendments. They want to codify something in the Constitution, in most cases that shouldn't be in the Constitution. In any case, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to move on to the estate tax repeal, because the Senate is taking that up this week.